Welcome to Sports Talk out here at Jefferson College for the Viking Voices Show every Wednesday from 4:10 to 5 o'clock. We'll be talking all things Jefferson College athletics. We'll be focusing on some soccer today. But first, joined now Athletic Director Greg McVeigh. Just Greg, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. It's been a while since we've talked. We were on the show together. We did the game the other night. It was pretty exciting, pretty fun, but it's great to be here again today.
Yeah, of course, that was last week. Jeffco got the victory over Mac, and that really kind of almost started to vault them. They got a nice little six-match win streak going on now, especially after that big-time tournament this weekend, 4-0.
Yeah, the mood around here is pretty good right now. Coach Steiger and Coach Owens are sky-high right now. The girls have been playing extremely well. It was a long trip. When you go down there, you're going to play very good competition, and certainly they found a way to win. They were down 2-0 in one of them and came back and won. So it's really good just to see the girls be able to fight, and they're having a great year, and hopefully we can continue that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of really good teams down in that tournament there in Tyler, Texas. San Jacinto was up there. They were ranked at the time as well, and a couple of big-time victories for them. And one thing that really stood out to me, I think this is part of the reason why they played as well as they did. I was talking with Taylor Fortner last week in the show. She said that if they did not play well, it was going to be study hall the whole way back, which means they couldn't talk to anybody on the bus ride. There would have been no words speaking. And I think that was the motivation.
Well, I'll tell you what, whatever that was, they need to can it and bottle it and do it again because it obviously worked.
Yeah,
but,
clearly so.
Sounds like they didn't do that on the way back. Sounds like they had fun on the way
back.
Oh,
I bet you it was a very fun and lively trip back. That's what 4-0 does for you, right?
Usually when you're 0-4, of course, I haven't been on a whole lot of those trips, but
that's a good thing.
I can't imagine that's very much fun.
Yeah, no, not at all. losing in general. I don't think anybody likes to lose. You know, I don't care who you are. But
right.
Looking forward to the volleyball team. They got another big match tonight against the 12th-ranked Indian Hills. And then, of course, Jeffco, they were 11th last week. All of a sudden, the new polls, they're now 8th now in the new rankings.
I'll tell you what, it's really good for them to start to get some love. You know, it's one of those things that, again, they were in the polls beginning of the year, and they've kind of climbed, and they've just done a tremendous job. And tonight is a huge match. You know, anytime you've got the number 8 ranked team and the number 12 ranked team, playing each other, it's going to be a fun match. There's going to be a lot of talent out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, so I'm glad I'm going to be there. You know, hopefully we get some other folks out tonight and to come out to that match and root us on.
Yeah, and speaking of, you guys are having a little bit of a promotion tonight as well, correct?
Yeah, tonight's our Think Pink Night. Obviously October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we are going to kind of honor that. We have a staff member on campus who's going to run that, who's been a survivor, and she's been kind of organizing behind the scenes, and should be a great night. Everybody's going to be wearing pink, and it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely look forward to coming that. If you're listening right now, come on out. You can join it here. That's at Jefferson College, 6 p.m., the number 8th-ranked Jefferson College Vikings taking on the 12th-ranked Indian Hills Community College. And that's not all for volleyball because this weekend they have a big-time tournament over at West Plains in the Missouri State West Plains Tournament.
Yeah, and again, that's always a great tournament. And I think the great thing about our staff, what they've done is they've gone out and they developed a schedule that will challenge these girls, and so when they get to the playoff time, they're at a point where they can really excel. So they've been battle tested, and it's one of those things that I think when you go to these tournaments and you play against these top teams, it's only going to improve your game down the road. And certainly if we play West Plains again, they beat us early in the season, so it's one of those things that I'm sure the girls will want just a tad bit of revenge on that game.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so. And they'll have a couple of opportunities because they'll play again in the tournament as well. Some familiar opponents. They got New Mexico Military Institute.
Right.
They were just at the Tyler Junior College Invitational, as was Navarro as well.
Right.
So you got 3 out of those 4 teams familiar. Then all of a sudden, back at home with a big-time matchup against Missouri State West Plains.
Well, yeah, again, it's one of those things we've put ourselves in position where we're playing great teams and we're playing well. So, again, we want to peak at the right time, and this is a great place to be if you like volleyball.
Absolutely, and lots of good things going on. And we're going to talk some soccer as well a little bit later with the soccer player going on forward. Yet to see who that is. But from the soccer team, from your perspective, just what have you seen from them so far this year?
Well, I think that they've got a lot of new faces. You know, I think it's one of those things that they do have some guys back from the year, the year before. They've been in every match. Certainly one of those times, they've just came up a little bit short, And you know, it's one of those things that you know, coach and his staff, they've been doing a lot of things well. They've got some very good players. It's just a matter of trying to put it together at the right time. So again, it's all getting out there for us. You know, it's one of those things that we still feel like we have a chance to make a national tournament, and it's just a matter of us finding the way to to be a little more successful down the road.
Yeah, I mean, 8-6 the overall record, but the record that's the most important that really stands out, 5-1 in region play as well. So
yeah.
So you know they're getting it done and within the region, which is important.
Yeah, because that's important for your seeding. You know, obviously you want to have a home match in your first match in the playoffs, and you know, beyond that as well. So you know, again, they've done a great job of scheduling. They have played a tough schedule, and I think that's how you improve, and that's how you get to the point where you can play at your best at the end of the season. So you know, kudos to them.
Yeah, and Greg, another thing I wanted to mention, this is outside of soccer and volleyball as well, but the baseball field, noticed a little bit on Facebook, getting a little bit of renovations kind of going on out there.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that are, we have a process on our campus with capital projects where we can, you know, compete more or less for dollars that we can use to help, you know, with some of our facilities and programs and things like that. And Coach Evers made a tremendous, presentation this past year, and they're doing some bleacher work and just some aesthetic work, you know, out there, so we can, you know, just have a great environment for our, you know, for our fans. And you know, again, it's our hope that we want to have all of our facilities match the success that we've had on the field, and we're slowly getting to that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Are some of those improvements going to be ready and everything by baseball season?
Absolutely.
In the spring?
And in fact, they should probably start the work here in a few weeks. So hopefully, it'll be done before the snow comes in.
Yeah, and, I'm sure the workers out there they're not going to be too fond in the freezing cold and the snow on the ground.
That's probably true.
Yeah, and another thing that's coming up real quick that we haven't really touched much on yet. You know, we talked a little fall softball, some fall baseball, women's basketball right around the corner as well. That's the next main sport with the regular season coming up.
Unbelievable that it's already here.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I see it every day when we're out in the gym. You know, the girls are really doing a great job. They're you know, they're in shape, they're working on their plays, and they can actually start on the 1st of October. So now they've actually started practice where they're preparing for their year, and it's not just conditioning and skill instruction and stuff like that. It's one of those things that they're actually full bore now. So we're going to get a lot of that over the next few few weeks, and so we'll see what happens. But again, I think they're going to have a great year. They're really athletic, and it's just a matter of them being able to play together and figure out a way to win.
Yeah, you got to imagine Coach Jarvis and those girls are getting pretty hyped up now, because once you get that first organizational practices and things going and everything, it really starts to kind of kick in, like, okay, here we go.
Adrenaline's going, and
yeah.
It's one of those things that it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Mr. McVay, thank you very much for giving us some time. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to go over to soccer when we come back here on Viking Voices. Coach Bartolone with us, and Luke with us as well. That's coming up on the next segment of Viking Voices here at Jefferson College. We'll be back with more on 1400 KJFF. Welcome back to Jefferson College here with the Viking Voices Show, talking all things Jefferson College athletics. Switching gears, we touched on a little bit of baseball renovations and volleyball as well. Now we're going to talk a little bit of soccer. Joined now by sophomore Luke Schlichting. And Luke, just how you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Very nice. In terms of your practices this week, just kind of how things have gone so far for you.
They're going well. We're gearing up towards the end of the season. We're making some adjustments, getting ready for the last two games of the regular season, working on some stuff we need to touch up before the postseason begins, which is coming up here really quickly, about 2-3 weeks. So it's going well. We're moving along real quick.
Yeah, you talk about those things trying to touch up. What exactly are you guys trying to fix up as you guys get ready to start postseason play after these last two regular season games?
Well, throughout the season, we've been really struggling with some of the little things. You know, we're doing the big things right, we've got our shape right, we're pressing pretty well. We just got to fix up, you know, clean up some finishing in the box, clean up some clearances in our defensive third, just a little stuff like that.
Yeah, and Luke, you guys, I got two more games left on the regular season. As you know, one of them is a region game, and that's your next game against Crowder College, I believe it is, correct? And that is coming up, what, Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday afternoon for you guys. That's at 1 p.m., and it's a home game. Is it just When it comes to home and away games, how much nicer is it just to be able to just know that it's a home game and get up out of bed and not have to worry about taking a long bus ride or anything?
Oh, it's definitely a huge advantage to be playing at home. Not only the bus ride, but we know what to expect from the field. Every time we go, we know it's going to be some low grass, pretty smooth field, big field. We can stretch the teams out. If we go on the road, it's not always the case. Maybe they got some taller grass. Maybe they didn't take care of their divots the last time it rained. The size of the field isn't always the same either. So I definitely feel like having a home game is a lot bigger advantage, especially our style of play.
Yeah, and you talk about all that unpredictability that there is, because there really is, because sometimes in some cases it's the first time you'll go to that field, and then you only have the hour and a half or so that you have pregame to warm up and everything, and then middle of the game all of a sudden you might be running there and there's a divot I didn't see. So when you make those types of adjustments and you talk about that field, do you kind of try to go out there and get a good feel for it during warm-ups then?
Yeah, what we like to do is we like to get off the bus, take a walk around the field first, walk the whole length of the field, sideline to sideline, inline to inline, see what we're dealing with, put our boots on and get out there and knock the ball around a little bit before we actually begin the warm up, just to see how the ball is going to roll, how it's going to take some bounces and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Luca, this year, obviously, you guys are approaching the end, a lot closer to the finish than you are from the start at the beginning of the year. So when you look at where you guys were at the start of the year and where you're at now, how would you kind of assess how the season's gone to this point?
Well, the season wins and losses wise is not exactly what any of us have really thought it should be. We've got some really talented players, but we are young. We got a lot of new faces to the system, and I still think that we're trying to work out some kinks with that. A lot of freshmen and some sophomores that transferred in as well. So win and loss wise, we're not where we want to be with the record. But I think we're doing a lot of things right. There's a lot of positives. Like I said, we're doing the big things right. It's the little things that are killing us. So if we just tweak those little things just a little bit, I think going into the postseason, we can be a very dangerous team.
Yeah, and Luke, you talk about how the record's not exactly where you'd want it to be at compared to what you would like to see it at. But once you get to that postseason, it kind of all erases anyway. I mean, obviously the region standings, and that has to do with the districts and seedings and things of that nature. But once you get to the postseason, is that kind of the mindset that you guys have as you kind of go in there, empty slate, hey, we're 0-0 at the moment?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the way we've been taking the second half of the season. We took some tough losses early in the season where, us or the coaching staff thought we should have definitely won. But whenever as we approach the end of the season, we're just kind of taking it game by game, not looking at the overall record. At this point, it's you win or you go home, and your record doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah, and Luca, you're a sophomore this year, so have you kind of taken on a little bit of a leadership role to some of the transfers and then the freshmen that are new to the program?
Yeah, me and a few of the other sophomores, just a handful of us, have really been trying to take these guys in and show them, what coach means if they're struggling or what it takes to be able to be out on the field and play at this high level with us.
Yeah, and Luke, just in terms of your own individual play, your midfielder, as we mentioned, just what types of things would you like to individually kind of improve on in order to get down once you head into postseason play, so you can kind of be playing at your best personally?
So, me personally, I think I need to work on some finishing in the box. And I mean, that's been an issue for us all year, not just me, but everybody else. We get the ball across the six inside the box, and we either let it roll right by us, or we're hitting shots right at the goalie or off target. And I mean, that's just unacceptable. We need to definitely put away the easy chances that we're creating for each other. I mean, we've got the chances there, we're just not putting them away.
Is that something that's kind of more mechanical in your mechanics, or is that kind of a mental thing that you guys kind of have going on right now?
I think it's a mental thing. I think people are thinking too much about it. They're excited to score the goal. They're not really focusing. But I mean, that's something everybody at this level can do. You can shoot the ball from 6, 8, maybe even 12 yards out on a one-time shot, any part of your body, and you should be able to put it in the back of the net, especially from a cross ball. And it's just something we're growing at. It's just not been consistent enough.
Yeah, you guys have had your inconsistencies and consistencies there and then out. But looking at the last two games, offensively, it looks like you guys have kind of improved a little bit. You guys had that win, you scored three goals in that game, and then you guys lose. unfortunately, but still 2 goals. And then, those 3 games prior to those two, you guys were getting 1 goals and shut out a couple of times. So looks like things seem to be trending upwards.
Yeah, they for sure are. It's coming together. It's slow, but it's coming together and right at the time of the season that it needs to be. You know, it's better to peak now than to peak 3 weeks ago. So we're really excited moving into the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. Luke, why don't we switch gears a little bit? We talked to the X's and O's in soccer, and we'll get more to that with Coach Bartolone as well in the next segment here. But Luke, why don't we talk a little bit more about you personally? You're in college. A lot of people sometimes might forget that student athlete going on. So what are you studying as a sophomore here? You kind of got that figured out yet?
Yeah, I'm gearing towards, I'm going to be a physical therapist assistant.
Okay.
Is what I'm going. I didn't get into the program. Here coming in my freshman year. I just recently changed. That's kind of what I want to study now, yeah.
Okay, so did you come in with a different idea of what you wanted to do then initially out of high school?
I was really just undecided. I just
Okay,
came
yeah.
to get some of the basic stuff done, yeah.
Yeah, you got all those core, then obviously soccer, right?
Right,
Yeah,
yeah.
you got to play soccer. And speaking of, is that something you're looking to do next year as you kind of get out of here?
Yes, definitely. I don't know what I'd do without playing soccer. I'd get out of class and I'd be bored and I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have as many friends. It's just soccer is definitely my life revolves around soccer. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of if you said the last 2 years is kind of when you decided the physical therapy assistant kind of aspect of it. So you think soccer played a part in that and kind of, being around sports and things of that nature
Oh,
and being hurt and things like that?
yeah, for sure. I really want to enjoy my job. I don't really just want to go out there and hate it every day, but be getting the paycheck. I really want to enjoy it, and I think with being a physical therapist assistant, I can be around the sports and I can deal with, people more in athletics a little bit more than any other type of job.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Obviously, with physical therapy, you can get all types of people you work with and things of that nature, but you're definitely going to try to get towards the athletic kind of side of things.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe one day, job on the soccer team, a little athletic trainer, physical therapist for a soccer team one day, huh?
That would be awesome, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And talking with your teammates, just, you guys live together, I assume, I believe so. I was talking to York about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of good times then, huh?
Of course, yeah. A
Yeah.
lot of little pranks played on each other and stuff.
Yeah, who's the biggest prankster on the team?
I don't know. We got a bunch of them. Maybe Mitchell Lacy, maybe.
Mitchell Lacy, he might be. How many
Yeah.
is there a prank that's appropriate to share?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one a little bit.
All right, we'll let you off the hook on that then. We won't dive into that for you. I had to ask, though. I had to notice. You guys all lived. I mean, York mentioned that he lived with a couple players as well. So you got to ask, who is the most unorganized? Who's just got the room that it's just kind of like,
It's definitely York's room.
It's York's
It's,
room.
it, yeah,
Okay.
yeah, but it's not York's fault. It's a little bit of the Nevada boys. They're a little sloppy, but I mean, besides that, everybody else's room is kept pretty nice.
Yeah, to a respectable standard, right?
Right, yeah.
Obviously, it's a college guy's,
Yeah,
apartment.
good enough.
Yeah, exactly. I relate to that. But so, how about who cooks? You guys ever get team meals, or is it all about eating out?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A lot of people try to cook.
They try to cook?
Try to cook. That's
Okay.
the thing. We eat a lot of chicken and rice. My room does, anyway.
Hey, it's good for you.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, the occasional out to eat, one or two times a week is fine.
Yeah, you guys, I imagine, when you're on a team, it just breeds inner competition. Obviously, when you're out on the soccer field, you guys do anything else outside of it? You play video game tournaments,
Oh,
anything like that?
yeah, FIFA. Big
FIFA?
FIFA tournaments, yeah. We got people coming into our dorm, every night saying, "Hey, you want to play some FIFA? You want to play some FIFA?" It starts out supposed to be, one game, and end up playing for 3 hours, and
Yeah.
you're like, "Oh, man, maybe I should do some homework or something."
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, it's just the classic, you're in class that day. It's like, okay, I'm gonna make sure I get my homework done. I'll be in bed by about 10 or 11. And next thing you know, FIFA comes around. It's like 1 or 2 in the morning,
Oh,
right?
yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah. Who's the squad? Who's your squad in FIFA?
Chelsea.
Chelsea? Yeah,
yeah.
of course, naturally. Who's the best player on the team though in FIFA?
Me, but
Humble.
Matt Moran and Mitch Lacy are both really
They
good
give you
too.
a run for your money
Of
sometimes.
course,
You guys
yeah.
ever play international squads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have a certain international. I like playing with France. I like playing with Belgium. Maybe Netherlands, something like
Netherlands,
that.
yeah, try to mix it up. All types of skill levels then, huh?
Of course,
Who's the
yeah.
worst? Who tries to be the best and like thinks that they're good but just always gets beat?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe York.
York, it seems to be a
Maybe.
common theme here.
Yeah, maybe York. That's probably my guess. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Who's the biggest trash talker? Who runs their mouth the most?
Definitely Matt. Matt
Matt,
Moran.
is
Yeah.
he also the worst one to lose to then, I imagine?
Of course.
Of
Yeah,
course.
you never hear the end of it.
All right, Luca. Before I let you go here, just what are some things that you guys on the soccer field that you're going to need to do to come out with a victory against Crowder?
We're going to need to make sure, we're following the game plan, whether it be putting pressure on the backs or sitting back and letting the game come to us a little bit. Like I said, we need to put the balls in the back of the net that we send across the box and make sure we're cleaning it up on defense, not letting them get anything easy.
Hey, Luke, thanks for coming by and talking with us. It was nice to get to know a little bit of the Jefferson College soccer team going on, so thanks very much.
Yep, no problem.
That's sophomore Luke Schlichting of the Jefferson College Vikings soccer squad. Their team getting set to face off against Crowder College on Saturday afternoon. But that's not all we got for Jeffco Soccer. We'll be joined by assistant coach Bob Bartolone coming up next here in our next segment here on 1400 KJFF. We'll be back with more. Don't go away. Jefferson College of the Viking Voices show. We are talking all things Jefferson College Viking athletics, as always, every Wednesday from 4:10 to 5 p.m. right here on 1400 KJFF and online at MIMOinfo.com. We just got done talking to sophomore Luke Schlichting, and we're going to continue this soccer conversation. Assistant coach Bob Bartolone joining us now. And, coach, been a couple weeks since I talked to you last. How you been?
I'm doing fine. I'm still here kicking. Trying
still
to.
Kicking, still employed, still
yeah.
doing well.
Yeah, I haven't been fired yet. That's always a good thing.
I think so. I think everybody that's got a job can admit to that. Coach, just the soccer team, we talked 2 weeks last. You guys have had a couple of weekends to go by then. And what have you kind of seen since we last talked?
Basically, it's something that we've known the entire season, that our players, and not to take away from the team, other teams, but technically, when they pass the ball, when our team passes the ball amongst themselves, they are probably one of the better teams in the state, and maybe even in the country. What we noticed is when they become, and I don't mean to be disparaging, but when they become a little bit selfish and feel like they want to play FIFA, and want to dribble, that's when our troubles occur. We just finished playing Broward from Miami, and that team was very solid. It was 1-2 touches on the ball, and they were always moving and always – you could never say, well, that guy is so good dribbling the ball or whatever, because it was like boom, 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 and they were down the field. So hopefully that part of the lesson was learned. And when we, in the same side, as Luke was talking about, was when we applied pressure to their backs, and when we passed the ball, they had a very difficult time for us. And it was just the fact that we had some breakdowns that caused their goals to occur. They put the ball in the back of the net, you got to admit that. But that's the big thing that we see this year. We just got to keep instructing and keep on the boys. This is what's going to get you to nationals. This is what's going to get you to the next level of playing soccer.
Is a lot of that just part of being kind of with a lot of the freshmen and the inexperience kind of is? Do they just kind of need that consistent game? Because, the coaches, they'll tell them all the time, but sometimes with a young player that they don't really get it until they kind of have that, oh, no moment, and they see it not being successful.
We've had a few freshmen that were in that situation, and when they came back their sophomore year, they were definitely a lot different ball players. So you just kind of like have to take a little bit of your lumps with it and hope that you can get by, and hopefully when the playoffs come for the region, they go, oh, they have more moments, as opposed to, oh, darn, so That's all part of our job, and we understand it when we had this cycle of more freshmen than sophomores.
Yeah, so the coaching staff, you guys veterans by now, you know the drill, right?
Well, yes. Ricardo a little bit more than me, but after this is my coming up at either my fourth season or fifth, they just kind of blend all together because of spring ball. You kind of like, okay, this is what it's going to do, and we're going to have to provide more instruction this year than last year and try to do things differently.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys have had stretches this year where you've won 6 of 7 games and things like that. So you guys have really kind of put it together and played well. You hit a little rough patch a couple weeks ago, but already have shown the capabilities of where this team could kind of be.
Right, and that's what we try to point out to the players. Is that when we did this, this, and this, then, hey, look at the results. But when we did this, these were the results. You know, the proof was in the pudding a little bit. I haven't had time to go over the videotape from our home games because during the week we were able to get video. And that's usually where the real telling point is to the game, is to kind of like, don't spend hours up there. You just spend, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Hey, guys, look at this. Hey, guys, look at that. So that in itself is a learning situation.
As a coaching staff, when you look back at film versus when you're on the field, just how much more does that film kind of show you and teach you? Because obviously when you're in the game, you could see some things, but, you know, sometimes I feel with the film, it's kind of where it's like either solidifies what you're thinking during the game or it adds to it.
Well, sometimes it'll add to it a lot of times, depending on how you see the game, how you're watching the game. So, I mean, a couple of years ago, I was watching the videotape, and I'm like, we got players. I told the Coach Garza, I said, we got players out there at the 20-minute mark. We got to take them off the field. And he goes, why? I said, they go from committing zero fouls the first 20 minutes to the next 15, 3 or 4 fouls. And we don't want the ball to stop. You know, we're more like, let's get up and go. So you notice things like that, or you notice a little bit of positional things that you can work with. Or on an individual level, you notice a player and you say, listen, you're doing this crossover every time. Yeah. And it's not working. You need to work on going to your left, not going to your right. So you just point it out to them, and hopefully they take the change.
Yeah, and be real receptive to it and things
right.
of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, some other positive things to talk about, though, is even though you guys have had the little inconsistencies, region play, record-wise, brought this up with Luke, 5-1, though. So you seem to be – you're getting it done against the teams that have that little extra in terms of weight on them with the victory.
Right. It's going to be interesting finish because Crowder is 8-2, and I think they're pushing the envelope to be ranked nationally. St. Louis is already ranked. East Central is also ranked in the top 20. So it's very important for us to win this game Saturday. One is to prove that we can beat a ranked team. And then number two is set the precedent for when the regionals roll around, whether we're ranked number one or number two. So.
How big is it for the players, particularly the freshmen that haven't quite been around here yet, to get that victory against Crowder to kind of give them that extra boost of confidence?
It's important for them to understand it, and that's why we depend on the sophomores. And fortunately for this group of sophomores, they've been to nationals, and they understand what the implications are of going to nationals mean. So this is the kind of like, as Luke was saying, this is the time we need to be peaking so that November 5th, I believe, is the district finals. That is, that's, we win that and we go. And it's for each one of these players, it is a huge, huge opportunity for them to progress their game to the next level, NCAA 1, 2, NAIA. These colleges, they come in by the droves. I mean, we were out in Virginia. There must have been 100, 120 coaches there, four-year coaches.
Wow.
And they were just, okay, yeah, we can use him. Oh, yeah, that fits our bill. And you know, the coaches say, hey, what about this player? They would stop us and talk. But one of the other part of what we stress with the players is that the first question out of all these coaches, these four-year coaches, was how are his grades and how is he as a student athlete? How is he as a student? And they don't need people who are just barely passing. They want guys, oh, he's got a 3.8. Oh, yeah, we could use him. How is he as a his work ethic? Very good. So we depend on the sophomores to impart that to him. And the sophomores who get it, I mean, the freshmen who get it, they understand it. And you can see their work ethic on the field. So it's just if you gave it your best and you don't make it, that's you know, you gave it your best.
Yeah, no regrets in that sense.
That's right. Leave it on the field.
So, Coach, you talk about using the sophomore leadership, you know, the players, and they can kind of come around. But when the freshmen first come in and you're kind of doing that recruiting process and then they've signed and they're all ready to play, is that something that you guys really stress right off the bat is, hey, this student-athlete, you got to make sure that this is a whole package deal?
Yes. That's the short answer, yes. I mean, we emphasize academics. We have a success coordinator, Jason Gardner, who's next door, who also emphasizes academics. Greg McVeigh, we all do academics. Soccer is a sideline, and we like to do well, but if you don't take care of it up on the academic hill and you don't take care of your stuff in the housing, then we can't use you on the field.
Yeah, and really that goes hand in hand, your academics and your work ethic and how hard you're working at school. It also translates onto the soccer field as well, kind of puts it in perspective and say, hey, this is a package. I got to work hard at both of these things.
Well, and because of where these student athletes are coming from and where our expectations are out on the field, I told the players last year, I said, you can't go into the academic arena and not do your best and think, become a critical thinker, and then come down on the field and try and play the Jefferson style of play when you haven't used your brain all day. And for an hour and a half, you think that you're going to have the mental discipline, which will drive your physical discipline to play the way we want you to play. It's got to be continuous. And all we're asking for is you go August, September, October, November, hopefully late into November. Those 4 months while you're here, that's your concentration. You know, so 4 months out of 12, aside from the stuff they have to do at home before they get here, but you know, 4 months, that's nothing.
Yeah. It's not, and then especially when you think about the reward that comes out of it. And they may not recognize it right now when they're playing it, but come time at the end of the year or when they graduate done with sophomore, they'll look back, and that really sets your life up too and how you approach life and do that.
And it does. It does. And the fact that colleges are looking for soccer players that are academically qualified and are good students and are good ball players, there's just too many schools like that.
Yeah, very much so. Well, Coach, I really enjoyed that segment of that conversation, but we've just got a few more minutes left.
Okay.
So we'll focus back onto the soccer kind of edge of it, the
okay.
X's and
the X's and O's. Yeah.
Things of that nature.
Yeah, we could do that. Yes, I might know a little bit about
that. Yeah, I think so. I think you're well expertise in that. Coach, though, we mentioned you got the big game going against a Crowder. And one thing, I brought this up to Luke as well. Before the last two games that you played, those three previous games, you guys only scored this one goal. You got shut out twice, but you're able to put together three goals in that shutout victory, and then you put up two goals in the loss. You give up four, so obviously that hurts. But it looks like the offense, in terms of finishing, like Luke said, it might be starting to come along.
The finishing is coming along. We changed some things to help out, and by making those adjustments, and the players seemed receptive to the adjustments. I mean, basically, we changed the formational play, which allowed for them to have more opportunities up top to score. We switched from a 3-5-2 to a 4-3, more of a 4-3-3, and that seemed to just give it a little bit more oomph offensively. and yet we didn't lose. Even though we gave up four goals, we really didn't lose that much on the defensive side of the fence. It was just a couple mental breakdowns, and that's what causes it. And that's one of the things that you try and emphasize to the bench players. It isn't the amount of time you play. It's what you do when you're in there. So sometimes the bench players, and I'm not blaming it on the bench players, but the bench players, we try and reinforce, it's important that they keep the intensity level up so things don't get lapsed, so that we keep the pressure on the other team.
Yeah, absolutely. Very critical for the bench to come in and play on. You know, a lot of teams with the mindset, you know, we don't really have bench players. We just have players that play their roles, you know. Right. So, Coach, just going back to that adjustment that you said you made in the formations, was that something you made before the Lincoln Land game?
Yes.
Okay, so it was right after the game against Lewis and Clark?
Right. After the game with Lewis and Clark, we just found some things. I mean, we did well against Lewis and Clark. They're a good team, but scoring, they scored one goal on a slight lapse in defense. That's what Luke was talking about. It was one lapse in defense, and that was the game changer right there. So we had our opportunities against Lewis and Clark to put the ball away, hit the post, off to the side, over the goal, within 6 yards of the box. And he was like, if I had any hair, I'd pull more of it out.
Coach, before I let you go here, just what would you like to see from the boys over the course of these last two regular season games going up against Crowder and then Lincoln next weekend?
The short story is, don't leave anything out on the field. If I'm starting, I'm going to play like it's the last game I've ever played. And so if I can go for 25 minutes full bore, then I'm going to go 25 minutes full bore because I don't want to lose.
Yeah. Absolutely. No regrets, right?
Right.
Especially for those sophomores.
Yes.
Hey, Coach Bartolone, once again, thanks very much for your time. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
That's Coach Bob Bartolone of the Jefferson College soccer team. His team getting set for a big match coming up this Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. And guess what? It is a home match. That's right. Region match against Crowder. It's at 1. Come on by and support the Vikings soccer team. It's going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices Show out here from Jefferson College. If you missed it, you're just tuning in, or you want to hear back, you can log on to MIMOinfo.com, check out the Jefferson College Athletics page, and then click on Viking Voices down at the bottom, and all of the episodes are listed there. We'll be back with more tomorrow, talking other prep sports in terms of volleyball, softball, big districts coming up. We'll be talking a lot about that. That's coming up tomorrow on Sports Talk here at 1400 KJFF.